Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. 3, 2, 1, y-
I almost forgot it was Friday. I hear the song. Now I know. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We'll be drinking some Funky Buddha this weekend, and to all our listeners out there that are going to be celebrating Mother's Day, whether you're a mother yourself listening to us or going to your mom's house, we raise our bottle of Funky Buddha to you, moms out there. Yes. Cheers to all the moms out there.
Well, if Funky your mom Buddha drinks for you. Beer, you could take her some Funky Buddha. You got the Floridian, you got the Vibrant, you got the Hop Gun, you got so much. But if she's not a beer lady, take her hard seltzer. We take care of them now. We take care of the moms on this show.
Yes. That's right. Cheers to all the moms. We have a loaded potato for you here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, because we're going to do 15 minutes of heat. We're going to talk with Doug Plagans, the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, about the two game series here with Tampa and then the upcoming playoffs, and food. Of course, we always talk food with Doug Plagans, and we've got to get headlines as well. So before Steven does headlines, let's do the Funky Buddha theme song. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddhas. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crown.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky, it's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman Crown.
Yes, sir. Feels like 5 o'clock now. Feels like 5 o'clock. All right. We got to jam a lot in here in this loaded potato 5 o'clock hour. Let's get headlines. Steven Preciado filling in for the vacationing Alejandro Solana. Steven, what do we got for headlines?
All right. Your Miami Heat, they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at 8 p.m. from the American Airlines Arena. 6:45 pregame show here. You can listen to it on 790 The Ticket. Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo are out for tonight.
All right, and still no word yet on Jimmy Butler. The 130 injury report has him listed as questionable with an illness. No update yet. I just looked at Ira Winderman's Twitter account.
Hawk, please don't pull any triggers until we know about Jimmy. Please, I'm begging you.
All right, no bets until we know about Jimmy. That's Thank fair. You. So no much. Bets till we know about Jimmy.
Florida Panthers, they take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Panthers are fighting for a home ice advantage. Hopefully they can win these next two games and get that home ice against Tampa Bay.
That would be nice. I told you I'm going to the Panthers game with the Funky Buddha guys tomorrow, and then they'll have one final game on Monday. And, man, home ice would be great for the first round of the playoffs. Panthers have treated us to a tremendous season, but these two games, these Saturday and Monday games, these are going to have playoff intensity. Looking forward to it, and you can hear both those games on 560 QAM.
And finally, the Miami Marlins, they swept the Arizona Diamondbacks. They won last night 3-1. That's the first series sweep of the season. The Marlins, they take on the Milwaukee Brewers tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Our boy T-Raj is on the mound.
Yes, sir. Very, very excited to watch T-Raj pitch. Had a great April. See if he can continue that in May. Anything else, Steven?
And on to weather. I'm going to give the floor to Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. Weather, Jimmy.
Currently, it's raining outside with temperatures of 80 degrees.
and a feel of 88.
All right, there you go. Weather and headlines. I mean, you can't beat that for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. All right, Steven, anything else, or can I move on to 15 minutes of heat?
That's it for headlines.
All right, let's fire off the big open for 15 minutes of heat. Do you have that laying around anywhere? I guess you do.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
All right, I'll give you a couple good ones here as we head to a Heat game night tonight and playoff implications, I would say, for all the remaining Heat games. Makes it fun. It really does. You can read Ira Winderman's columns in the Sun Sentinel, and he does a Ask Ira column where people are allowed to email in their questions. And there's a couple here as we kind of head into tonight's game with Minnesota. And, you know, I saw Solana tweet about it. I jokingly call it a rest your starters in the fourth quarter game. And that has not served me well, I'll admit. Somebody writes in to Ira, I think we all need a break from this season and this Heat team. This is the most disappointing team I have ever seen in my life. Now, before I read you Ira's answer, I would say that's a little bit of an overreach, I would think, to call it the most disappointing team he's ever seen in his life. But there are expectations on a team that goes to the NBA Finals coming back. But let's not forget the team that they faced in the NBA Finals might be in the play-in game. The team that won the NBA championship, the Lakers. So, you know, there's a lot. Like, when I say there's a lot of season left, the season starts come playoff time. So let's not eject on this season yet. But before I read you what Ira wrote, what do you say to that, Crowder, when this guy says this is the most disappointing team I've ever seen?
Is he 4 years old?
It's got to be a young guy, right?
That person gotta be.
That person definitely wasn't around for 06, 07, because, ooh.
that's actually what Ira writes. He says, no, this is not. I've seen what a 15-win season looks like, and this looks nothing like that. If there is a letdown, it's because of how far the Heat went last season. What this season has lacked has been consistency. And I'd argue that tends to lead to more frustration than disappointment. This team has it in it to be very good. It also has in it to lose just about to anyone, anywhere, and indeed they have. Still, there's been victories in 7 of the last 10. So if the Heat make a pair of statements in Boston, which I think is Sunday, after presumably but not assuredly pushing past the Timberwolves tonight, then the entire perspective on the season can change by this time next week. Disappointing season, Crowder? I mean, it's not the most disappointing. Is it a disappointing season, or it's just too early to say?
Way too early to say, because if we get in the playoffs and we start going to the second round, you know, Eastern Conference, like, that dude's going to change his tone. I would say this is the margin of error on this team is a lot, you know, smaller than we had in the past. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, you can see we get down by 20. I'm like, yeah, this. We saw it with the big three, and I know that's a stretch to talk about the big three, but 25, 27 down. Didn't they come back in that streak when they were down like 27 and they came back and won the game? This team doesn't have that. I think Victor Oladipo was supposed to reinvigorate the offense, and now he's injured. Jimmy's out. I just think you need to look at it in totality, saying this team is the most disappointing, because it's not. I was down here 06, 07, Steven. Great call. No, this team is a playoff team. We'll see what they do in the playoffs. We saw what they did last. We saw what they did 10 months ago now. Come on. Don't be too extreme with this. This is the most worst team I've seen.
Along that line of thinking, though, the next submission to Ask Ira at sunsentinel.com says the Heat have been frustrating. They've also been hit by COVID and injuries as hard as anyone. Every game, they are missing 1 to 4 of their best players. It's hard to be consistent when that is the case. This is really just a throwaway season. Now, here's what Ira writes. Be careful how you categorize a season, or else many could point to the same last season, which then delegitimizes what the Heat accomplished in making the NBA Finals at the bubble. Plus, no team, and it's not even close, has been hit as hard this season as the Raptors, from their COVID absences to playing their home games in Tampa. And the Celtics have been roughed up by COVID to a greater degree than the Heat. Also, when it comes to injuries, what the Lakers have endured without LeBron James and Anthony Davis makes the Heat situation look pale. Yes, there have been hard times for Eric Spoelstra's team, but not the hardest times. I'm with Ira there. Don't call this a throwaway season, because if you're going to delegitimize this season, you delegitimize last season, because every team can point to the bubble and say, well, it's a throwaway season. Every team can point to the COVID protocols, and it was all so new back then. And they can point and say it was a throwaway season. Every team, or I should say a lot of teams, are dealing with what the Heat have dealt with. I mean, here we are. It's 10 after 5. It's a game night. We don't know if Jimmy Butler's going to play. And that's been a fairly constant thing for a lot of Heat games this season, right? You get down to 5, 5'10", 5'15", 5'30", and you still don't know who the starters are going to be. So I wouldn't characterize it as a throwaway season. It's been an interesting season, and they have dealt with a lot of injuries and COVID protocols, but it's not a throwaway season, in my opinion.
No, it's not a throwaway season. And let me ask you this. What is it, like six, seven games left this year? Mm-hmm. Tell me, like honestly, in your heart, and those questions people are saying, Ira, in your heart, with 7 games left in the bubble last year, did you say to yourself the Heat are going to the finals?
Right.
Don't even lie. You didn't say that. Like, the roster didn't look that way. You didn't think they can go and run through the East the way they did. So, like, yeah, pump your brakes on just the it's frustrating now with the injuries are frustrating. I'll give you that. But just saying overall, the, you know, 2021 team is frustrating and a waste of time. Throw it out. Yeah, you can keep that, Hawk. I don't believe with that at all.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's all sports, right? Every team deals with injuries, and certainly in the days of COVID, every team has to deal with COVID protocols and disruptions. So, not a throwaway season, and the season, this is the crazy part. I always say, you know, this is almost like the presidential primaries. So the primaries start a year before the general election, and people will watch the first primary and they go, oh, they're cannibalizing each other. Or, oh, look at what this person said about that candidate. They'll never be able to work with that candidate. And then you get to the general election. Nobody even remembers the primaries and what was said and what you felt. It's kind of what happens with the NBA regular season. I mean, we wail and gnash about every single game. We can talk for 24 hours or 48 hours about a bad Heat loss or a great Heat victory. But even today on May 7th, it doesn't matter. The season starts when the playoffs start. Do you want to be in a good position for the playoffs? Sure. Would you like to have home court advantage for the playoffs? Sure. But the season doesn't really start. There's potentially a couple months of basketball left. So don't start to think that the season is over, the season's a waste. We have no idea what the playoffs are going to hold. And by the way, you got a team like the Lakers that are, oh, woe is us, and we might be in the playoffs. The Lakers might roll through the West and be right back in the NBA Finals. Like, we just have no idea at this point. If they're healthy, you could certainly see that. So, lots of time.
Swept the Pacers, 5 against the Bucks. What was it? 6 against the Celtics. Like, remember last year. Like, all these people, don't just throw that out your mind. That was less than a year ago, fans. Let's think. Let's be honest.
So, you got a Heat game tonight. You will hear it on 790, The Ticket. Heat are 6.5-point favorites right now over the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we'll keep an eye on the injury report there and let you know before 6 o'clock if anything changes on Jimmy Butler's status. We're going to talk a little NHL playoffs with our friend Doug Plagans in the next segment. Doug Plagans, the radio voice for the Panthers, also one of our food experts on the show. We talked about so much White Castle this week on the program because they had their grand opening in Orlando on Monday and there were 6-hour lines. I love talking food with Megan. So we're going to have some playoff basketball down here. We're going to have some playoff hockey down here, and I'm excited about all of it. So Plagans will join us in the next segment. Now, before we get to them, and I've said this over and over again, man, I wish I had something like Keeps available to me when I started losing my hair. Now, it's too late for me, but it's not too late for you. 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time that they're 35. More than 50 million Americans suffer from male pattern baldness. But there are 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. You start with a convenient virtual doctor consultation, and then the medications get delivered straight to your door every 3 months or so. You don't have to leave your home. They come in discreet packaging and proven results. And Keeps, if you look online, has more 5-star reviews than any of their competitors. So it's low cost. Treatments start at just $10 per month. Keeps offers generic versions as well. So if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/hawk. That's K-E-E-P-S. Keeps.com/hawk, H-O-C-H, and receive 50% off your first order. That's keeps.com/hawk, K-E-E-P-S.com/hawk, H-O-C-H, to get 50% off your first order. Keeps.com/hawk. All right, we roll on here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers. He is going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
You know it ain't no stopping all the dogs I'm dropping. It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got skin to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak.
All right. You know, a little yakety yak with Doug Plagans. Good song choice. Yakety yak. If you say it angry like Ice Cube, because yakety yak really isn't angry. But if you say it the way Cube says it, it's, don't give me none of that yakety yak.
Sorry, Cube.
Crowder taught that to me long ago. However you say something can really determine how people think about what you're saying. I was once wearing a shirt that had a charity on it. It was like the pancreatic cancer research. Crowder looked at me. He's like, you charity-ass shirt-wearing bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, really? Did you just insult me? Because it didn't, like, on its face value... telling, like pointing out someone wearing a shirt with a charity on it doesn't seem insulting, but the way that he said it, I was like, dude just insulted me.
Anything, like the way you say, what's your name, John. We got John over here. Yeah, man, it works.
All of a sudden, Cube, yakety yak. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean it that way. All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and there's 2 big games left for the Cats tomorrow night and Monday night, both against Tampa, and you can hear them both on 560 QAM, of course. And not only Panthers talk, but we've got some food-related items to discuss with Plagans, who has become one of our show food experts as well. Hello, Doug.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to talk about Panthers and food-related items right here.
That's right. I mean, when you think of White Castle, you think of Doug Plagans based on his previous stories. But let's talk Panthers first. So what do the final 2 Panthers games mean? Because we were trying to figure this out off the air. So these 2 games will determine what, and then when do the playoffs start exactly?
Well, we don't have a playoff schedule yet, so we'll hit that right out of the gate. So just urge everybody to keep on checking back to FloridaPanthers.com for all the latest info, with the regular season, of course, wrapping up. And just feels like it flew by. We knew it was going to be a sprint. It was a condensed schedule, and here we are looking ahead to game number 55 and game number 56 of 56 coming up over the next few days. But as far as what these games mean, especially because it looks like and it feels like the Panthers and their cross-state rivals have been on this collision course to meet in the playoffs for a long time, that's what a rivalry really needs to go up to that next level, and it feels like we're just about there. All likelihood right now looks like everything's pointing toward the Panthers and the Lightning playing in the playoffs. So I think whether the Panthers and the Lightning played in the first round or not, I think there's a ton on the line for each of the two teams going into this. First of all, the mental edge. You want to be feeling good going into the playoffs, and we knew that this race was going to go right down to the finish line, and obviously you want to be feeling good about your team. And if the Panthers and the Lightning do end up playing in round one, you want to have it fresh in your mind that you just played well against this team, you just beat this team. So that's right there first and foremost. You'd like to finish out on a high note and win these two games. The other thing is home ice advantage. Even if this ends up being the matchup, there is a lot of importance to having that potential extra home game in round one. And you look at across the National Hockey League, I was looking last night as of last night when I went to bed, of the 12 teams in the NHL that are currently in a top three spot in their division across the league, 9 of those 12 teams are at least 11 games over 500 at home. So being at home for that extra game, that matters. Home ice matters. Having the ability to make that last change in a game and get the matchup you want, that kind of stuff's important. So there's a lot on the line here. And then, of course, for the Panthers, sounding like with some key players who've been out of the lineup over the last stretch of time, sounds like the Panthers hope to have everybody back and available at least by Monday night. So that's what's on the line for the Panthers. Of course, over on the Tampa Bay side, it's been well publicized. They've been without two of the best players in the world, Steven Stamkos for the last stretch, and Nikita Kucherov all season. But all signs seem to be pointing toward those two guys being ready for game one of the playoffs. So, these last couple of games, as I said, you want to be feeling good about your team. You also want to get that home ice if you can.
And Doug, speaking of that, playing a team, like you said, and all everything's looking like they're going to play in the first round, playing a team twice right before you play them in the playoffs, like, is there, like, the rotation, the lineups, the better coaching? Like, what aspect does that add to the first round if they do play, playing them? You said the confidence. I know the home ice is big. But just other than that, what pieces of the game, the mental side of the game, do a better coach or a better team figure out when you play a team twice and then you play them in a series?
Well, I think if anything that it adds to it, I think this is from both perspectives, the Panthers and the Tampa Bay perspective, it just throws fuel on the fire here. I mean, these two teams, and just getting what you were talking about, Crowder, I mean, you look at matchups, there's a lot of familiar faces, obviously, with these two teams. And, of course, the way the schedule is set up this season, playing each other so much, sure, the Panthers and the Lightning play each other twice between Saturday and Monday to close out the season, but they've already played each other six times this year. The matchups have been very even. Tampa Bay, I believe, has outscored the Panthers by one goal over the previous six meetings between these two teams this season combined. But the Panthers are 3-2-1 against the Lightning this season, so they've done pretty well against the defending Stanley Cup champs. And just getting to the point, there's no secrets between these two teams. You know, they've seen each other plenty. They've seen each other plenty on tape. They know what the other is all about. And I think what it comes down to now is just, an experience that, it's gonna go a long way for every player involved. Joel Quenneville said as much recently. The experience the guys are about to get. He said it right after they clinched that playoff spot with that win in Nashville, a week and a half or so ago. He said that the experience they're about to get is going to go a long way for everybody within the organization. Talked about how much fun this is going to be. And I think just when you look at the Panthers and the Lightning specifically, what it does here from both sides is it just strengthens this rivalry. And as you know, you can have a rivalry, and the Panthers and the Lightning, when they played each other, the games have always been fun. There's been no shortage of entertainment value when these two teams have played. But when you see a team in a playoff series, that intensity level goes to a point it has never been before. And I think we're going to get the appetizer of that, if you will, this weekend and Monday. And when we see the real thing, if we do, and again, it sounds like that's the direction we're going here. It's going to be really exciting. You can't even put it into words. The intensity level of a 7-game series in the National Hockey League. It's something you can't even measure. You can't even quantify. And to be able to see these two teams play each other potentially in a playoff series for the first time in the history of the rivalry is going to be something special.
Yeah, that's what makes it so great. Doug Plagans is with us, radio voice for the Panthers. You'll hear him tomorrow on 560 QAM and Monday as the Panthers and the Lightning. That's the great thing, where it's this 7-game NHL playoff series, but it's the Panthers and the Lightning, something that I think all of us in South Florida have looked forward to for a long time. I don't want to get bogged down in this hockey talk, though, Plagans. I want to get to food. But one real quick one, though. What's the goalie situation? Because Spencer Knight has played well. Driedger's been a little banged up. So when it comes to the playoffs, forget Saturday and Monday, when it comes to the playoffs, will it be Bobrovsky and Driedger?
Well, we'll have to. The way it's shaping up right now, as you mentioned, Spencer Knight's been outstanding, and Joel Quenneville was asked about him, and you know, basically said he wouldn't rule anything out going into the playoffs. But as far as the way things are lining up, the last plan that we were told, Sergei Bobrovsky's getting the game tomorrow night against the Lightning, and it sounds like Chris Driedger will make his return and get the nod on Monday night. So that's the way things are trending right now. And as you'd expect, and as he should, Joel Quenneville's kept it, he's kept it pretty close to the vest. But he's said that they've got a plan. They've got sort of a way that they intend to do things. So I guess we'll all wait and see, and there'll be tons of anticipation going to game one. But I think the big thing with the Panthers here in this situation, and this is organizationally, not just up top at the NHL level, but the Panthers all of a sudden have really developed this embarrassment of riches at the goaltending position. They've got multiple guys they can lean on, and that's something that can be a real luxury for this team heading to the playoffs.
And Doug, general hockey question, we learned from you. What can I do to start a game like the Rangers Capitals started their game the other night? I love that. Like, what happened to make as soon as the puck drops, they just start punching each other?
It was before. That's like waiting for the beanball the next day after somebody gets somebody pimps out a trot, and they wait for the next day. That I was looking forward to the start of that game.
Yeah, there was some animosity out there when that game started.
You don't say.
They talk about, like, they know, like, do they line up and they're like, hey, when this puck falls, I'm going to punch you in the face, okay? Or they just get after it?
No, it's kind of discussed. It's talked about. Basically, you get out there, and I think it really is that simple on a lot of occasions. I've never been right in the middle of it, obviously, as it happened, but it really is that simple, as a guy looking across and saying, all right, are we going to do this? Sure. Or somebody a little bit more directly saying, we're going to do this, right? And, that's the way it takes place. When I was in the American Hockey League, when I was broadcasting in the American Hockey League, we had a game. I was with the Lake Erie Monsters in Cleveland. We were playing the Toronto Marlies, which was the Maple Leafs affiliate. And it was a Friday-Saturday home and home. So played Friday night in Cleveland and played Saturday early afternoon or late afternoon in Toronto. And 200 combined penalty minutes on Friday night, went to Toronto the next day, and 164 penalty minutes the second, did the whole thing again, just did the whole thing over.
That's
again.
That's awesome. I like to picture in my head, Crowder. I like to picture in my head that it was a group thread, a group text, but with the opposing teams as well. Hey, y'all down for a fight at the start of the game? All right, see you there. All
and
right.
You know, and the thing is, it's to somebody, there are just certain times and places where that kind of thing can happen. It's not something that happens every day, and that's why when that took place the other night, it was a huge story, because you know, back in the 70s, 80s, you used to get that a little bit more. But nowadays, it doesn't happen nearly to that extent. But sometimes it's not unheard of for something like that to happen, and a team goes on a run because as crazy as it can sound, at times can. It's one of those things that, in an odd way, can bring a team together occasionally. So it doesn't happen every day. It's you're glad it doesn't happen every day, but it does. It occasionally happen. Things get competitive and sometimes a little angry out there.
I thought something like that might happen at the White Castle in Orlando on Monday. So Doug Plagans has become one of our food experts. He enjoys food the way that I do, and we talk about it all the time. So have you seen all the hubbub, this White Castle, first one in Florida since the 1960s, opened in Orlando on Monday? We've been covering this extensively on the show this week, Plagans. We even had a reporter on from the Orlando Sentinel. So you've seen what's going on at that White Castle?
I've been following along with your team coverage here, and when I was connected the other night getting ready for the broadcast, that was where I first learned about everything that was going on. And you were talking about how people were getting in line several hours in advance, and there was a limit, a dozen, right, was the limit on the number of sliders you could get.
Dozen sliders.
So, yeah, I've heard about this. And I remember, I believe I came on the show, geez, we're probably talking going on a couple of years ago now, when the news broke that this location was going to be put in the first place.
Of course we brought you on. That was important breaking news, and we went to our top correspondent. That's no surprise to anyone. But is there any food, because you love food the way that I do, is there any food worth waiting 6 hours for, which was the maximum line at the opening afternoon? The line was 6 hours, and you had a limit of 12 sliders. Is there any food worth waiting 6 hours for?
You know, as much as I'd like to say, you know, for example, if they put an In-N-Out burger right over by the BB&T Center or something, that I'd be camped out waiting for it. I think I would take more, and this is, again, Hawk, you and I speak in the same language here, because I believe this was your take on it, but you brought up, like, if you brought up Lou Malnati's, if they put a Lou Malnati's in Boca, you said you've had it before, you know that it's good, you'd give the hype a little bit of time to die down, and then you'd go get it when things were comfortable about 3 weeks later. And I think, to be honest with you, as much as I would love to be able to go across the street, you know, after a Panthers practice and grab it in and out, I think I would wait. I would wait for the initial hype to die down, because I have had it before.
And Doug, another thing, and this question is crazy for me, but Hawk's asking, and we've had some mixed reviews. What's better, a burger or a slider? Which would you prefer?
I personally, I think different scenarios call for different items, but I think generally speaking, if I'm in the mood for a burger, I'm in the mood to go and sit down and have a big burger rather than a bag full of small burgers. And I think the bag full of small burgers, the sack of 10, as they affectionately call it over at White Castle, I think that really lends itself to nighttime consumption. And I think that's why, you know, I grew up in the Detroit area, and that's why we had a lot of White Castles around, and the drive-through lines would be pretty long, you know, the later at night things got. So I would be more on the side of, you know, if I'm hungry, if I'm having a meal, if I'm starving, I want to sit down and have a big burger. But that's not to say that I haven't enjoyed many a White Castle in my time. And I know you love the burgers at White Castle, the sliders, but the chicken ring sandwich might be the most underrated thing on that menu. The onion chips are good. A veteran move is to get the onion chips and put onion chips on your White Castle. It's outstanding.
Wow.
And
I had no idea.
You used to be able to buy the Crave case at White Castle, and they give you a car air freshener with it. And my friend in high school got it, and I was so jealous of the air freshener. It was the best-smelling car air freshener that I've ever experienced. As you can imagine, with White Castle, they need to give you a nice air freshener. And that was an outstanding air freshener.
This is why I love talking to Plagans. This is why I always go overtime with him. We always end up going to a shootout with Plagans.
And we haven't even gotten to the most memorable White Castle
story.
All right,
so we're running out of time, so let's do it. Doug Plagans has a very famous White Castle story. It involves a Detroit legend, Oz Hakim. Go ahead and gift us, regale us with the White Castle story.
Well, Oz Hakim, heading into the 2002 Detroit Lions season, was the big free agent signing. And I've been a Lions fan my whole life. And I was probably about 16. And my friend and I found out that Oz Hakim was going to be at the White Castle down the street from where we lived. So Mike and I hopped in the car, and we had a couple of Oz Hakim football cards. And we showed up, and I think it really was like me, Mike, and Oz Hakim and the people who worked at White Castle. And it couldn't have been nicer. It was great.
But when you say you found out he was going to be there, he was doing an appearance. He wasn't just eating there.
Yeah.
He was doing an appearance, and ostensibly hundreds of people would show up to meet Oz Hakim.
Yeah, either we were really early or really late. But it was great to meet Oz Hakim.
So you have a great White Castle memory, which is just sitting in White Castle, you, Mike, and Oz Hakim.
And I think Oz Hakim had some kind of representative there, but this was not, I don't remember any kind of like a massive, it just felt like another day at White Castle, but there he was, Oz Hakim from the greatest show on turf right there at White Castle. And it was, like I said, it was cool to meet him. And it was very close to the Meyer where I met Charlie Batch not long before that.
Wow, another Lions royalty, Charlie Batch.
Royalty, huh?
I mean, listen, where else in 2021 on South Florida Sports Radio could you hear about Oz Hakim and Charlie Batch?
Nowhere,
thankfully. All right, Doug Plagans, he will be on the call tomorrow night, Monday night, and then for the playoffs, obviously, for the Florida Panthers. You'll hear all the games on 560 QAM. Thank you, Plagans.
Thanks very much, guys. Always fun to join you, and we'll talk to you soon.
There you go, Doug Plagans. We went long. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know that I've ever paid enough attention to see the Onion Volcano.
What?
Huh? Hawk and Crowder.
O'clock hour here is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap.
I'm going to knock some down this weekend, boy.
Yes, sir. I will tomorrow at the BB&T Center.
Yeah, drink old gloves off of me. I can't get the gloves off anywhere else. So
Ira still has not tweeted anything about Jimmy Butler tonight, but there has been some breaking news regarding the NBA. Zion Williamson looks like he is done for the season.
Oh, he's injured?
Which is, yeah. And it's his finger. It's a fractured finger. And here's the New Orleans Pelicans executive David Griffin on his fractured finger. It's interesting. He says, Zion's left-handed, so it's a fairly significant situation for him. I'm really frustrated because this was avoidable. We told the NBA through every means available to us, through sending in film, through speaking to everybody in the officials department and everybody in basketball operations that they were officiating that the way they were officiating Zion was going to get him injured. Quite frankly, he's injured now because of the open season there's been on Zion Williamson in the paint. He's been absolutely mauled in the paint on a regular basis to the point that the other players have said to him, I'm going to keep doing this to you because they don't call it. There's more violence encouraged in the paint against Zion Williamson than any player I've seen since Shaq. It was egregious and horrific then, and the same is true now. That's a heavy-duty statement from the Pelicans GM. And you understand, I mean, they're all in, obviously, as they should be, on Zion. And they just lost any chance that they had, as long shot as it was, of getting into the play-in games. It's a brilliant move by David Griffin, because he does this now. The season's over. He does this now. And Zion, you watch, because they did it for Shaq. He'll be officiated differently next season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that's what happens, man. Them big boys come down there, and you get frustrated. Like Zion, and we did it in the past. We haven't talked about it in a while, but Zion dominates the paint. He's too big and too explosive. So I'm not going to let you sit and shoot 85% on me as
a
team.
Right. And I certainly can't, not easily.
Yeah, and I can't fit. There's nobody on my team that physically can stop you. Like, I love the comparison to Shaq. Yes, there's nobody physically that can stop you. Okay, watch this. Hack a Zion. They hacked a Shaq. They're going to hack a Zion now. I'm not going to let you drop 40 on me and not drop 20 from the free throw line. It's what teams do to big guys like that.
But that's a Clay Ferrero just retweeted what David Griffin said. And Clay from Local 10 says, he's not wrong. No one knew how to officiate Shaq. Zion is the closest thing we've seen to that era. Yeah, it's different. But it's a great move by David Griffin to say that publicly, because that'll get it changed. Keep sending letters to the league office. That's not going to do anything. You got to bring that public, no matter how much you're going to end up getting fined for that.
And he might get fined, but to like you just said, he'll probably get fined. Not might. He's probably going to get fined for criticizing officials. But if they change the way they officiate him, it's worth whatever number they can throw at the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
$100,000. $200,000.
If you tell me it costs me $250,000 to get Zion officiated differently next season, there's no price that's not worth it for that.
And, Hawk, let's be honest, it's not a mistake. They knew what they were doing.
So Zion Williamson out indefinitely with a fractured ring finger, or as Crowder would say, onion ring finger. Hey!
Don't steal my jokes now. Now you're stealing my jokes. Don't do that.
They're so easy, though. They're there for the taking. Thank you. The Heat are up to 7-point favorites tonight against the Timberwolves. Heat are up to 7-point favorites, so Heat minus 7. I did put in a parlay for us, just so you know. We've been on a heater. I parlayed the Timberwolves plus 7 and the Marlins money line. So we've got the Marlins and the Timberwolves plus 7. So the Marlins can win, and if the Heat win by 6 or less, we're all happy and everybody's good to go. So
if Jimmy doesn't play, I love it.
And if he does, I'm telling you, even if he does, I kind of liked what Lee Sterling had to say about the Heat just kind of slogging it out. All right, that's going to do it for us. It was a loaded potato of a Friday. I told you it was going to be. Still no update on Jimmy Butler tonight, by the way. Steven Preciado did a great job filling in for Solana. Jimmy did a great job filling in for Steven. If you missed any of the interviews, Lee Sterling and Doug Plagans, we always have such a great time with Doug Plagans. Everybody was excellent. You can hear it all on the podcast. Audacy.com, AUDACY, Audacy.com is the app. Search Hockman and Crowder. Subscribe to our podcast. Download everything if you can. The numbers really do help us out, and we appreciate it. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat. Go Marlins. Tomorrow, go Panthers. Everybody have a great Mother's Day as well. Cheers to a funky Buddha. Cheers to all the moms out there. We will speak with you el lunes.
No back music.
I like Baby Got No Back.
No back. All right.
You heard of Maybach? I like No Back. I'm No Back music. It sounded a little sexy there, didn't it? It was like, you doing sexy talk, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!